I first moved to the South End, there weren't any eagles in the area. If I had company, you asked about seeing a few of the national birds. I drove them 50 miles up north to Deception Pass, where usually we could spot one or two working the channel with its whirlpools bubbling up bait fish. The first eagles to show up around me built a nest in the Tyee store wrecking yard out back so they could hunt in the pond to store stock with bass and trout. So much for the notion that eagles are xenophobic. They're looking for easy food, and if they have to nest in a Walmart parking lot, so be it. A friend mentioned to me the other day that she had seen 19 eagles circling overhead above the beach. That's more air traffic than an Amazon drone testing site. The eagles have definitely rebounded since lead poisoning nearly killed them off back in the 60s. So, when I was exploring a bluff a few miles south of here the other day, standing maybe 300 feet above the waterfront, I spied a lone fir tree below me, and there, about 50 feet down, was a new nest with an eagle sitting on her eggs in plain, unobstructed view. Maybe you think, big deal, so what? But ask yourself if you've ever seen the inside of a 10-foot diameter eagle nest. We look up at eagle's nests, and maybe if we're lucky, across at one, like the one that's over at the state park the last few years. But to have a view from above, come on, it's a big deal. Especially if you have a camera and are willing to come back every day to watch for when the eggs hatch and the parents bring in salmon or gray whales to feed the little tykes. Maybe watch them fledge, stepping off over the abyss and catching that first draft above Puget Sound. Needless to say, I'm going to keep the location to myself. I don't need National Geographic or the Flathead Vintage Auto Club beating a rush hour path to the nest. I probably won't give the pair cute names, and I won't post photos of the hatchlings on Facebook. You three or four readers of this unviral blog will be part of an elite coterie of eagle voyeurs. PBS, eat your heart out.